thinking big thoughts. So you don't have to.
The summer of
here's John Williams.
Nicknames, isn't it? Hi, it's John. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio. There's those congresswomen called the Squad. There's Alligator Bob. There's Crocodile Rob. Chance the Snapper. Chance the Rapper was on Fallon last night. And Jimmy at least told America what we already knew.
Are you afraid or honored that there's an alligator on the loose in Chicago? This is real. There's an alligator on the loose in Chicago, and they called it Chance the Snapper.
Yes.
And this is real, and this is... Look,
it's a real thing.
That's the alligator's face. That's Chance the Snapper. See its face?
It's crazy.
Now he's saved. He's okay. He's going to be in a zoo. Do you have any words for Chance if he's watching?
Oh, yeah, man. Keep your head up. They got you locked down. They can have your body, but they can't have your mind.
Well, fantastic. That's beautiful words. That's more than enough.
We do a daily web poll question called the News Click. We asked you yesterday if you agree with Jesse Jackson Jr. and Sr. They asked President Trump in a letter to release Rod Blagojevich and to give him a full pardon. The results mostly were, they were exactly this. 42% of you said Rod's been in long enough, let him out. 39% said Rod's getting what he deserves. And about 19% of you said, well, I'm a little ambivalent about this, but I sure don't want Trump to do it to appease the Jacksons. So it gets complicated, doesn't it? The new News Click is going to ask you if you'd swim the Chicago River. Did you see that story, by the way? So there's this guy who's like, you know, Chicago's a big city. We sometimes don't realize all the things we got all around us. And one of the people that lives in Chicago is this champion around-the-world swimmer. His name is Doug McConnell. And it's said in the Sun Times that he is an open-water swimming expert and has swum all around the world, including in the English Channel and New York's Hudson River. And his ideas, the same way we say let you bike the drive, maybe we should let you swim the river. He's on a phone right now. Hey, Doug, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you today?
Good. Is everything I said so far true about you?
So far, you got it pretty well.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an investment banker. I buy and sell companies.
I see. So, you're based in Chicago?
Northwest suburbs, yeah. So but we've been around Chicago for many years.
Yeah, right. And then this is another hobby of yours, I guess, swimming. Is that what kind of swimming do you call that?
Well, open water and marathon distance swimming, John. And it I started out as a little kid in competitive swimming and was able to swim through college and so forth. In recent years, we've been able to use open water and marathon distance swimming actually to raise money for charities. And we've been very, very lucky with it.
This idea of yours to swim the Chicago River, I understand, will raise money to combat Lou Gehrig's disease, and also money could go to Make a Splash, which provides swimming lessons for kids, huh?
That's exactly right. And the what we're really doing is resurrecting an event that was very popular in the early 20th century. After they reversed the flow of the river, Chicago River, in 1900, starting in 1908, people were really celebrating that the river was so clean that they could host competitive swims in it. And it was a huge event. I mean, 100,000 people would spectate, according to one news report that we have, and swimmers, you know, the top swimmers in the world at the time were attracted to it. John Weissmuller, right from Chicago, was a fixture in the mid-20s, and so as time went on, of course, the river water quality suffered a good deal, and then in recent years, it's improved again, and so what we're trying to make the same celebration of really celebrating the fact that the Chicago River is so clean.
Is it clean enough to swim in?
I've swum in the Chicago River myself, and I've also swum in the Hudson River, as your lead-in indicated, and the Chicago River tastes better.
Well, I was just going to ask that. I mean, I swim in Lake Michigan, and sometimes you get water in your mouth and ears and eyes and nose. I mean, that's okay, but I know that they're essentially the same body of water, but I feel a little differently about getting into the river here.
Well, and it's I think it's a psychological hurdle, John. I mean, I think that, you know, swimming in Lake Michigan is something that many of us enjoy, and the river, of course, is lake water. But really, for most people's lives who live in Chicago, they remember the river as being so toxic, so dreadful, and it was really the forethought that started 40 plus years ago. To clean it up. Part of it was regulation. Part of it was making some of the industries that had been on the Chicago River kind of toe the line in terms of cleaner water. But then the deep tunnel that MWRD put in place starting in the 1970s. I mean, all of these ingredients really kind of fed into just a dramatic turnaround in the quality of the water. But you're right. I mean, people still are dealing with the psychological recollections that they have from many years ago when the water was so bad.
How deep is it?
You know, the main channel is 25 or 30 feet. They do take some pretty good sized boats up and down that river.
Yeah.
But 25 or 30 feet.
I wonder I can just imagine the ooze and yuck at the bottom of it, but so I don't want to touch that, but I guess I'd just be paddling along. Your idea is to swim from Chinatown and then make a right turn at Wolf Point there and then come down the corridor of steel and bright lights, but end at Clark, which would be in front of the, what's the big building over there?
The Clark Street Bridge was one that was chosen. Of course, the city now with the beautiful river walk that has gone from the lakefront over to Lake Street. We chose Clark Street as kind of the bridge to finish because there are risers that go up. It's like there's a built-in stadium for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, Merchandise Mart. That's what I'm thinking of. I mean, the route I saw, we would end at Merchandise Mart.
Yeah, a little bit further east of there, but but you're right. I mean, it's you think about some of the iconic buildings that are on the river. The Merchandise Mart is a perfect example. The Chicago River is why Chicago's there in the first place, and what a great way to celebrate it.
But I would go all the way down to Michigan Avenue, or heck, all the way down to the locks if I could. I mean, if I'm that far, don't you want to swim under the Michigan Avenue Bridge too?
You know, it would be wonderful to do that as we were trying to make plans and make friends with all of the other river constituents. There are a lot of the big art tour boats and the other sightseeing boats and so forth that moor on the river a little bit east of Michigan Avenue, and we really didn't want to tangle with that.
And your idea is not to open it up for recreational swimming, like, hey, let's just go kick a beach ball around out there, but rather let's have a swim like Bike the Drive. You start here, you go down and back. You would have people swim from Chinatown. Would you propose that they get off somewhere along the way if they can't finish? Because it'd be a couple miles.
The route is 2.4 miles, and yes, we'll have safety resources along the way between lifeguards and spotters, kayaks, that sort of thing. And if anybody is struggling, obviously we have contingency plans to help them along or help them out. But I think your analogy, John, with the Bike the Drive is exactly right. You know, there's only one day a year you can ride your bicycle on Lakeshore Drive, and there's only one day a year you can run down the middle of Clark Street. So, you know, Chicago, it does annual events extraordinarily well, and we just like to have this event be one of those annual opportunities.
How many folks you think you'd get? A couple hundred?
The first year, I think we'd like to prove to the city that it can be a safe event. It can highlight the city in a good way, and really kind of have a controlled group of a couple hundred swimmers, taking a page from other urban swims around the world. You know, there's one in Amsterdam that they have to cut registrations off at 2,000. So these can become very popular events.
I guess, though, you know, there's a lot of room when you're bicycling or running a marathon, but maybe you do need to, you can't crowd too many people in the river for safety's sake. I'm just thinking out loud here, but I think you could get several hundred people, and I would be one of them, but I can't swim 2 miles, Jack. There's no way I can get from Chinatown. So that's just not going to happen.
Well, and it's not, you know, 2 miles is not everybody's cup of tea. I certainly understand that. As time goes on, we've had contingency and other sort of derivative plans that would include a short swim, maybe from that Wolf Point you were talking about over to Clark Street.
That's what I want to do.
Up and down the main stem of the river and so forth. So, you know, at first we just want to prove that it can be done and it can be done safely. And then we've got any number of ideas about how we could expand the scope.
You know, there's plenty of buildings along the way there from Wolf Point all the way past Trump Tower where you could put up a rope swing, tire swing, and people could swing out over and then let go and fall into the river. Huh? Are you with me on that?
Sure. Well, let's go.
You could sponsor that. This would be a revenue generator, and money would go to a charitable cause to teach kids how to swim, which is, to me, money always well spent, and also to fight Lou Gehrig's disease. You'd hope to do it this fall, September. Now you're shooting for 2020 because it's just such a new animal. The city just couldn't figure out how to accommodate you. Are you confident that you'll have it next year?
Much more confident, John. We've got a very sound safety plan in place, which incorporates a water quality plan that will be able to inform swimmers and spectators in this case of kind of what's happening with water quality and so forth. I think that we've talked to a handful of sponsors that are. Very enthusiastic about it, and and the crazy part of it, we don't think of the Chicago River as a federal waterway, but it actually is regulated by the U.S. Coast Guard, so we've spent a good deal of time with the Coast Guard. They've been very nice to deal with, and also enthusiastic. Of course, they're waiting for the city to say grace over it, but you're right, it's a real atypical request. And so we want to make sure that we really touch all of the bases properly.
All right. Well, put me on the committee if there's anything you need. I'm already thinking about you could do a teams and they could race. They could have colored hats and uniforms. Just all kinds of ways to do and celebrate this. But right now, let's just get the paperwork. You work on all the paperwork and then I'll jump in the water and tell everybody what a good idea it was. How does that sound?
There you go. And we'll make sure we host the John Williams team. How's that?
Hey, listen, I want to do something like that, so let's stay in touch. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until a year from now and next end of summer, first of fall, and maybe September they'll have this thing. But keep up the good work, Doug. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much, John. Let's go for a swim.
Hey, by the way, what's the farthest you've ever swum before?
32 miles, I think, was my limit. Between two islands of Hawaii.
Do you swim the English Channel?
Yes, sir.
What's the hardest part of that?
It was the 5-foot waves and the cold, and that's fun.
And then are you sometimes swimming and fighting the tide or the current, and so you're maybe not making much progress?
Yeah, it's really, one of the things you learn pretty quickly, as you've seen in Lake Michigan, Mother Nature is always in charge, and the rest of us just try to do best to work through it.
All right, we'll be in touch. If there's something else we can do for you down the road, Doug McConnell, let us know, okay?
Terrific. Thanks so much, John.
Good for him. Lots of texts about this. Some of you think it's a swell idea, and some of you do not. John, this sounds like the origin of a story about how a superhero gets his superpowers. A meek, mild-mannered talk show host jumped into the Chicago River where a scientist had recently put a vial of plutonium or some magical substance. And it got into the host's system and then he emerged with superpowers. And an exoskeleton that could not be penetrated. Something like that.